You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha. This is now the show Spinning Plates. And I always have a theme every week, and this week's theme is horns and reed instruments, which I'm really excited about. I really love when there are orchestral parts in rock songs, especially those with horns. So I'm going to start off with a little Wolfgang Press, which apparently my dad and I used to dance around the kitchen to when I was like 3 years old. So this is called 11 Years, and it's close to home.
our fair foreign friend. I have this feeling we might never see Steven again. But we thought he was gone. Let's go back again. Last weekend was funny. And now the joke's where we've been. Cause everyone knows now that every night now will be Steven's last night in. Except Tamara Easter, who later revealed to him her innermost secrets. One is over with stories about Linda McCartney. Lost points with lays for sin. He couldn't love a woman with cellulite. But we thought he was gone, and now he's come back again. Last week he was funny, and now the joke's wearing thin. Cause everyone knows
was 11 Years by the Wolfgang Press, followed by Steven's Last Night in Town by Ben Folds 5. I saw Ben Folds live at the Boston Pops Theater in Boston, and he was amazing. He played a concerto that he had written, and he ended up like standing up and going inside of the piano and plucking the strings on the inside of the piano, and then he started banging on them. It was just very cool and very experimental. He's an amazing artist. And I love that song because it has a really awesome clarinet solo, lots of horns in the background. He played that song with the orchestra, and it was just incredible. So next I have a Radiohead song, of course. It is off of the album The King of Limbs, which is the second newest album by Radiohead, and it is called Codex. And this is a little bit more of a calm song with some horns in the background, so I hope you enjoy off of this very experimental album.
Thank you. Picture yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, and cut out the middleman. Get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh. It can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. There's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch ever. That's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be thought of well. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. Right?
That was two very different songs, one after another. Codex by Radiohead, nice and chill, with some very soft trumpets in the background. And then The Underdog by Spoon, which is much louder, and it's so much fun. There's a really distinct clapping part during every chorus that I love to clap when I see them live, even though no one else seems to do that, which is kind of strange to me. The Underdog is such a fun song. So upbeat, lots of fun horns in it, which can also be seen in the music video for it. So that was off of Spoon's album Ga 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 Ga, which is a very good album in whole. And next I have Godless by the Dandy Warhols.
Thank you.
And that was Godless by the Dandy Warhols once again. They have a really nice full guitar part in that song. And the horns are kind of more in the background, which is nice because in a lot of the other songs, the horns were really the main component. So up next, I have an Amy Winehouse song called Tears Dry on Their Own. And we are actually performing this song in a large band that I'm in. And we'll have a performance at the end of the year, hopefully, which I'm really excited about. This has a super cool guitar part as well that kind of walks down with a bunch of jazzy chords. And the horns in the background really make the song what it is. And it allows us to play it in this huge band. So again, this is Tears Dry on Their Own by Amy Winehouse.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I put myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away. The sun goes down. Ain't no regrets, no emotion, no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down. Down. He takes the day, but I am grown, and in your way, my
That was Sex Laws by Beck. Beck is such an amazing artist. He really deserved when he won Album of the Year a couple years ago on the Grammys. He produces all of his own stuff and he makes all of his music. Even saw a banjo at the end of that song, lots of horns all throughout. He's just an amazing artist. And he's also super fun to see on stage. And he almost always will be wearing the same type of hat every time you see him live. So up next I have an OK Go song. You guys might know OK Go as the band who has the super cool music videos on YouTube. They never disappoint. All of their videos have super high production quality and they're just so cool what they do with timing and the music and then different things happening all the time. Things with perspective, motion. It's just amazing. So this particular song, This Too Shall Pass, has two music videos. The one I'm going to play is the marching band version, where they kind of took a drone and they shot a bunch of shots of the marching band. They had helped them out with this song, and that was very cool. But the one that's even cooler, the original version of this song, is a series of events that happens all in a row, Rube Goldberg effect. That's what occurs in this video, and it's really, really long, and it's just incredible how they make everything happen just by pushing one little ball down a ramp at the beginning. So this is This Too Shall Pass, the marching band version with all the horns in it.
Goodbye to your seats. Goodbye. No.
So that was, again, This Too Shall Pass, followed by Digital Witness by St. Vincent. St. Vincent is a very interesting character. I've seen her live a couple of times, and one time she climbed up the scaffolding on the side of the stage, which freaked out her stage managers a lot. But she's a very interesting person. And that song is interesting because it talks about how in tune with social media and the digital world that society is. Like she says, what's the point of doing anything if no one can see it, if I can't share it with you? So she says, then why might as well just not sleep. I'm going to jump off of the London Bridge just so I can share it. It's a very interesting and deep song, even though it has a pretty lighthearted tune with some fun horns in it again. So I'm going to read a couple PSAs before we continue. This one's called Your GED. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. And now we have Separate. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafoods and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafoods from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Okay. So, back to business. I have a song off of Alt J's new album called Relaxer. The song is called In Cold Blood. It has a really catchy hoop where he uses a bunch of digits, and it's just a really cool song. This song and the song that comes first on the album, I think they're the best songs off of the album. It's definitely not my favorite Alt J album, but it's still pretty good. So here is In Cold Blood, where the horns come in around the middle of the song by the chorus.
0-1-1-1-0-0-1-1 crying zeros and I'm hearing 1-1-1 cut my summer soaps on my backflip. Poor summer's on my board, poor summer kiss me. Yeah, the way the sun really wants it to be. The whiskey soda beats your GMT's empty. Jeps and feet that pulls us on to the bottom. Poor summer, summer, poor summer, kiss me. Yeah.
that you know, all those people that you know, floating in the river are lost. I could buy myself a reason, I could sell myself a job, I could hang myself for treason. All the folks I know are gone, all the people that you know, all the people that you know, all the people that you know, floating in the river are lost.
Was This Devil's Workday by Modest Mouse off of their album Good News for People Who Love Bad News. That song's a really creepy song. It has a very dark tone to it. It kind of reminds me of Tom Waits with some really, really low horns and then some kind of wailing ones at the end. His voice is just very creepy in that song, but that's a really fantastic album. My dad has seen Modest Mouse live. I have not, but hopefully one day I will get to. So up next, I have Honey White by Morphine off of their album Yes. And then the song after that is a song that I've played before on this show during my Radiohead special. Yes, I know two Radiohead songs in one show. I do love Radiohead, but I couldn't not play the second song that's about to play on my horn special. So this is Honey White by Morphine.
Yeah, I like to see a little more fat. You know, I like to see a little more fat. Mm-hmm. she could get away. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. Oh, honey.
Thank you.
Now that first song, Honey White by Morphine, had some really fun kind of oldie swing to it. The horns were super fun, but the national anthem by Radiohead is what I think of when I think of horns and rock music. It's such a cool song. They have tons of horns just going all at once, playing all kinds of different melodies that don't necessarily go together, but they also don't clash. It's just such an amazing song off of their album Kid A, which is my favorite album, as I said before on this show. It's very experimental and very, very cool, and Radiohead is just probably the best band of all time, in my opinion. So I'm going to end this song with kind of a slow burn, once again, as I typically do. I have a Bon Iver song called 45 off of his new experimental album 22 A Million. This is kind of going away from the horns and going back towards the reeds. There's some really smooth saxophones. So thank you so much for listening to Spinning Plates. I am your host, Sasha, and you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Stick around for 1 o'clock when my friend Aiden is going to be having his show, Burnt Norton. He plays a lot of soul and some really groovy tracks on there. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed. Here is Bon Iver.
Well, I've been coughing 5 years. Well, I've been calling fire. I've been caught in fire. Oh. Well, I've been caught in fire. I've been caught in fire. I've been caught in fire. What comes prior to? I've been caught in fire. I stayed down the other night. I've been caught in fire. I stayed down.
Well, I know it wasn't the truth.
I've been caught in fire. I stayed down the other night.
Fire,
fire.